You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Mitzvah Shin Lamed Aleph, if everyone has it. Mitzvah Purim Shel Yovel. This is the mitzvah called the shofar, not on Rosh Hashanah, but on Yom Kippur once every 8 years. That when the Yovel comes around, mitzvahs tekiyah shofar Yovel on Yom Kippur of Yovel. So I'd like to mention something that has, bothered me, that I've noticed over the years. When this mitzvah is brought down, and the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar is brought down, do the Chinuch and the Rambam call it Yom Aleph Tishrei versus Rosh Hashanah, or do they call it Yud Tishrei versus Yom Kippur? So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, which we'll see part of it, Perek Yud Halacha Yud, he says Yud B'Tishrei. He does not say the words Yom Kippur. And if you look at the Keteret, beginning of Shemitah V'Yovel, once again he says Yud Tishrei. Now, if I am not mistaken, if someone can take a quick look, because I don't have a Rambam in front of me, I think the Rambam in the also says Aleph Tishrei. Can someone check that?
Brumi's on the case.
Okay, so I don't know if it's meaningful whether it's the date that's given or whether it's the name of the day that's given. But so far, when he says the mitzvah, what does he say in the mitzvah? As far as the date, he says mitzvah is tekiyah shofar b'yovel, right? B'yovel.
Yom Kippurim.
Shel Yovel, right. What does the Rambam say in Rosh Hashanah? So until we get the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, which I don't have in front of me, let's start the Chinuch. Let's read two paragraphs in the Chinuch, then go into the Mikras Chinuch. Let's read the Chinuch. L'skaya b'shayfah. And you'll see there's an aleph next to that. That's the first Minchas Chinuch. What exactly is the mitzvah? L'skaya b'shayfah ba'asiri, right, b'tishrei. Again, now he says asiri b'tishrei.
Rosh Hashanah, Reb Chaim. It's Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah Lishmaya Teruas Hashayfa B'Rosh Hashanah Shenema Yom Teruah Yelachem.
What does he say in the Koteres?
In the Koteres, Lishmaya Kol Shayfa B'Echad B'Tishrei. Lishmaya Kol Shayfa B'Echad B'Tishrei. That's in the Koteres.
Let me ask you, the Rambam, who is called Gedolei HaMechaberim, what do you think? Do you think he said that, or he was just writing? I don't know. I don't know if it means anything.
Maybe it's because, but regarding Rosh Hashanah, it's really only Chazal that tell us that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin and all that. And the Torah is not even the word Rosh Hashanah. There are the words Yom HaKippurim, but it's Chazal that related to, you know, what we consider Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaDin and all that. In the Torah, it's Echad B'Tishrei, Shvi L'Chodesh, and it's a din of Shofar. There's no mention of the whole Inyan that it's the beginning of the year.
Okay, so the interesting question is, what does it say by, so let's see what it says by Yoida. So it says, L'Skaya B'Shofar, Ba'asiri b'tishrei. So first he says Asiri b'tishrei. Shehu Yom HaKippurim. Okay? Shenemar. Because what does it say in the Torah? It says in the Torah that there's a mitzvah of Shofar on Yom Kippur, of Yovel. Because it says in Bahar, which is our Parsha, after there's the counting of the seven Shemitahs times seven, and it's the 50th year of Yovel, it says Vahavarta Shofar Trua. Correct? It says Vahavarta Shofar Trua, and for part, it says by Yom HaKippurim. Correct?
Yes, the Rambam doesn't say that, by the way. So the Rambam,
the Rambam
makes no mention of Yom Kippur.
Correct. That's what I wanted to point out. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, both in the Keteres and Perek Yud Halacha Yud. You have Perek Yud Halacha Yud there?
Yes.
There?
Mitzvah Saseh L'Tkaya B'Shayfer Bo'asiri L'Tishrei B'Shnas HaYovel. That's it.
I know. I just thought it was interesting, this difference in the Rambam, Gedolei HaMechaberim. Okay, so anyway, so the Pasuk says Yom HaKippurim. So evidently, it's not that the Rambam is going on the Pasuk. Because you might say that, like Shai said, that in the Torah, it never says Rosh Hashanah. It says Echad B'Tishrei. So the Rambam is going on the Pasuk. The problem here is the Pasuk says what? Yom HaKippurim, correct? Ta'aviru Shofar. So why does the Rambam deviate from the Korah and say Yud B'Tishrei? I'm not sure. B'chol Artzechen. Ukarasem Dror Ba'aretz. The Liberty Bell, correct? You'll blow the shofar, and we will proclaim liberty throughout the land. The adua shemitzvas hatikia biyom zeh ki lefarsen Chayrus Kol Eved Ivri. Everyone knows that the whole purpose of the Shofar on Yom Kippur is not to break the fast, but the whole purpose of the Shofar on Yom Kippur is to what? Is to say that every Ivri is Sheyetzei Ben Chayrin, should go free, b'li danin, without any restitution or without any redemption value.
Let me ask you, as long as we are being medayik, the Lashon v'yadua, shemitzvah satikia v'yamzei lefarzei, what do you mean, yadua? The Pasuk says specifically, v'karasim d'ror. How do you type v'karasim d'ror?
V'yadua? To blow, that will proclaim freedom for all the avdei ivrim in the whole land.
I understand, but what's v'yadua shemitzvah? Is it yadua that it's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach, yadua? What's a mitzvah to eat matzah? It says, v'karasim d'ror. You should call out.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he makes that assumption.
He's just contrasting it to Rosh Hashanah. He's just giving the different reasons for the mitzvah, for the tkiyah. He's saying that everyone knows that on Yom Kippur it's for the purpose of Erev Yom, while on Rosh Hashanah it's for, you know, for he's going to say, for Kedus Yitzchak. He's just contrasting the reasons for the tkiyah and saying, we assume that we know it.
Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, correct. And this tekiah has nothing to do with the tekiah of Rosh Hashanah. Interesting. Even though you should know that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has no marker for the tekiah shofar in Rosh Hashanah. There is no marker of tekiah shofar in Rosh Hashanah. It just says Yom Troy Yelachem, and the Gemara learns either a Gzeirah Shava or a Binyan Av from the Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. So it's very interesting. The Iker Mitzvah shofar written in the Torah is Vahavarta, right? Shofar, Vahavarta Shofar, written by Yom Kippur, and it's never written beferish by Rosh Hashanah. Either there is a Hekesh Chodesh Shvi, or it's based on Yom Truah, that the word Truah is used in both cases. But the idea of blowing Shofar in Rosh Hashanah is only learned out from Yovel. There, Rosh Hashanah. Yehatikia Hahi, right? Arno Oisin, what is the reason for the Tekiah of Rosh Hashanah? Sorry, with Boa Makshavoseno Al, but the reason for the Tekiah of Rosh Hashanah is to focus our thoughts Al Inyan Akedas Yitzchak. And we should draw in our hearts La'asos Gam Banu Kamohu. We should make a commitment on Rosh Hashanah to have the same Asiras Nefesh like Akedas Yitzchak. And with this commitment, right, we have us Hashem. Umitokach, and as a result of this realization, this awakening in us for this commitment, Yale Zichroneno Lifnei Hashem. Our remembrance should go before Hashem Latov for good. Kalaimar, Chania Zakayim. Right, Lufanav. We should become Zakai Lufnei Hashem. Vizos Hatikir Shal Yovel has nothing to do with it. He, Lefarsem, right, Hacherus. Kamo Sha, like we just said. So he's emphasizing that this Tekiah of Yovel is not a time, interestingly enough. Let me ask you, when they're blowing the Shofar of Yovel, what should our Kavanah be? Could you imagine the amount of lectures that we would have and lecture people going around speaking about what is the makshavas to have before Tekiah Shofar of Yovel?
Why doesn't the Chinuch make any mention that it's also that the fields go back, the sodas? He only focuses on Eved, on that the avodim go free. The pasuk also mentions v'shavta mishlach uzasa.
It's an interesting question. It probably has to do with the sugya, which we will get to probably not today, in Rosh Hashanah Ches and Tes. There's a whole sugya there about what's necessary from a legal standpoint to get the wheels of Yovel rolling. That's Yovel. Do we need a tekiah to get the wheels rolling? Here, Shofar, is the land considered to be fallow? Gets tonight there. What exactly is necessary by Yovel in order to get the wheels of Yovel rolling?
Now we're losing you. We're not able to hear you well.
Hello?
Yeah, your screen seems to have frozen. We hear you, but a little bit jagged. Now we lost you.
I wasn't talking. I'm talking now.
Okay.
Have they?
Yeah, we don't see you anymore. At least I don't.
Okay, so let's do one more paragraph in the chinuch.
Okay, we can hear you. That's fine.
Reb Chaim, another horror. The Rambam in the Yad says the Rambam of Shofar is Uri Yishonim Shnaschem.
Right.
He doesn't say this one today that they are actually saying no to be a Kedus Yitzchak. He doesn't mention that over there.
Correct. Although the Rambam Shita, by the way, is that only a Shofar shall ayal is kosher. And they all explain it's Gemara Rosh Hashanah Tezayin and Aleph, where it says, Imro Lefanai Malchiyot Zichronos B'Shofaros V'Ameh B'Shofar. And it says, Shofar shall ayal lahazkir akedas yitzchak. So I don't know if the Rambam ever uses the word lahazkir akedas yitzchak, but the Rambam does ask, and in the say Kalin, say it's based on that Gemara, that only a shofar shall ayal is kosher. As opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskins call hashofar is kosher, ksheras. So it's interesting, even though I don't know if the Rambam ever mentions akedas yitzchak anywhere, he does paskin only a shofar shall ayal is kosher. Okay, let's say Mishar Shei HaMitzvah. Lefi Shei Yadua Ki Kol HaShofar Ta'orer Lei B'nei Adam. There was the same thing that the Rav just said, that the Rambam says the idea of a shofar is to wake us up. Here too, I know it's to wake us up. But it's to wake us up for another hour. Not other ways, but rather, it's to wake us up. And the shofar is a device that's used to wake everybody up. And this call to arms is in Lashon. The point of the shofar now. Getting for the Inyan, Shiloh HaAvad, Avad Adai, in a case where this video you have had it for many years. You know, Yoel not only is a classical Ebbe Ivri, whose time period is at most 6 years, but even a nirtza, even someone who says that I want to remain with my adam, the Gemara and Kedushin, oila, that's forever, and forever means until yoyva. So even the most dedicated Eved, who's become part of the family, he also goes free on yoyva. So even if you're an Eved that has served Adonav, his master, Zman Rav, even a nirtza, who kasha ma'od, right, Be'enei Adam, Be'enei Adina. This is a very difficult time for people to let their slaves go. Alkane, therefore, we need a little extra push, a little extra chizuk, a little extra musa shmos to let the avadim go. Alkane, la'ayrer, lev, right, habriyais, aha, inyan, la'chad, for chizuk, right, na'apsham, we say, right, ula, Hazhiram to say, you know what, wake up, this is, you better do it. Hazhiram al ha-mitzvah, keshamam es, when they hear the shofar, keshamam es kol ha-shofar, b'raitzan ki davar, hashav v'hu, b'chol ha-right, b'chol ha-aretz. It's not just you use move your Eved, everyone is. This is a very interesting, you know, psychological thing he's saying here. It's saying that if everyone is suffering, it makes your suffering or your burden easier. Ushahakol Isin came, since everyone is subject to this, you know, act of bringing Nitzavino al Zeh. She'en davar Rachiach Libos Ven Ad Kemo, and it's nothing that will cause a person to be motivated. Something that everyone is doing as a unit, the achdus and the communal aspect of this will motivate it, will comply. It's an interesting way to put it, as opposed to putting it in the positive, correct? Like, whenever I've heard a shmuz for achdus, I've always heard, right? I've never heard, Tsar Rabbi Nechama. But he already said, Tsar Rabbi Nechama.
Yes, echad blei echad when we're accepting the Torah. Here we're giving up our avodah. It's the opposite.
I understand.
Yes, echad blei echad. I'm giving up my avodah. I have a whole business. I got a lot of avodah. All my workers are leaving in one shot.
I understand. So it's just interesting that everyone is suffering with me. Everyone else is going to be behind the eight ball. I'm okay. Gam ha'eved ba'atzmo, correct? Misairer. The eved also has to. Nirda, correct? That thought he'd have a lifetime deal. And no longer a lifetime deal. Kechol ha'avim mitat. Like every Eved that might be under a good and gracious Adam.
And you can have children too.
Right. Therefore, b'shamal kol ha'shayfar u'mitoch kach, right, ha'mitzvah, right, miskayemes, Lashuv hakol birshus adon hakol. And as a result of this, everyone will go ahead and be returned to having only one member adon hakol. So if I would ask you, what should be the kavana of people hearing the shofar on Yom Kippur Shel Yovel? What would you say the kavana should be? What's the kavana's hamitzvah? What do you think?
All for the boss.
Probably, that's right. Probably almost a form of Kabbalah Soma Chushimayim, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Interesting. Even though he says it has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah, and even though he says the point is Lefar Seim, at the end of the day, Mishar Shei HaMitzvah would probably mean that people have to have Kavana for the idea of Kali B'nei Yisrael Avadim, V'lo Avadim L'Avadim. So there is an aspect of this, of Tekiyah Shofar on Yovel, and that's why I thought it's important to see the Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, that is not just a functional bureaucratic idea, but it's causing people to realize that there's one Adon HaKol.
Yeah, it has to be that general idea because everyone's mechuyev in the mitzvah, even someone who doesn't have a vodim or doesn't have any fields, he still has to hear the shofar. So it has to be that general idea. It's not purely to release your avodim. What if you don't have a vodim? It's not just incumbent on people who have a vodim.
If you let me, I just want to flesh it out. These are not really avodim, these are workers. It's a worker for 6 days, then afterwards he can work la'olam till yovel. Imagine what the economy would look like where everybody lost their job, the market would tank.
I think we can imagine.
Right.
Okay, so let's see ice aloes in the Minchas Chinuch, because that was the first ice right away.
No, but I have to point out that there are plenty of workers that don't go free. These are avodim that go free. And
they're not avodim, they're
called avodim.
They're called Eben Ivri. Yeah, he has a lease for 6 years unless he gets it, and if the Yovel is in 2 years, he has to leave in 2 years.
That's all true. But it's not all your workers.
There's one time when everybody gets a different job. That's all.
I don't know what percentage of your workforce are Avodim.
They're not Avodim. They're workers.
And it's also, it's not only people, it's people who after 6 years opted to have Ritzia on the...
I want to remind you, the Gemara says, Kona Eved Ivri, Kona Adon Atzmo. You understand? There's a lot of bosses, not Avodim.
I'm not debating that. I'm just saying it's not your labor force.
I'm just saying the whole thing goes...
In other words, like the Southern economy after the Civil War was uprooted, this also will uproot everything.
Right, that's all. That's the point.
Almost as if that's what the Yovel is trying to do.
Right. There's one boss. There's one boss, and that's it.
Boss.
And also, David Kanani is not free.
You still have plenty of those around, yeah. Okay, so let's see the ice house in Minchas Chinuch, Litkaya, B'Shofar, B'Asiri, Ayin Rambam, Perek Yud, Mishnit of the Yovel, Halacha Yud, that Avrami read to us. Where once again, the Rambam says what? That it's Yud Tishrei. Umavur B'Rambam. The mitzvah zu masura lebez din tequila. The Rambam uses a very interesting lashon there. Avram, you still have that Rambam? Shmita of the Yovel, yud.
Yes, I have it. So again, mitzvah says it's called b'shefer b'asir l'tisha b'shnas yovel. Mitzvah zu masura lebez din tequila. Then it's in parentheses here, but it seems relevant. Shenemar b'habarta shofer teruah. I would point out b'habarta lashon yachid, which we always know is masira lebez din, counterintuitively. V'chol yachid v'yachid chayiv l'tkaya shenemar ta'aviru shofar, and every yachid is mechuyev in tkiya because it says ta'aviru lashon rabim, which counterintuitively devolves upon each yachid.
That's correct. It's based on a Gemara in Menachos Samechem and Beis, that says, Usvartem lochem, shetehei sphiro lechol echad ve'echad. Yachol, you might have thought, the mitzvah spheres homers from Bezdin. Talmud loimer, Usvartem lochem, shetehei sphiro lechol echad ve'echad.
Versus Vesafarti lecha, which is on Bezdin.
As opposed to Tyson's there, very good, excellent, who says, Usvartem lochem v'yoyvel, that the mitzvah is only on Bezdin to count.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
And as opposed to the Sefer Law.
But she doesn't even have to count.
Well, that's that Tysus. With Tysus is not sure whether she should count. And Tysus says even if she should count, she doesn't make a bracha. That's the very famous two Tysusim. One in Menachos Samachem Beis and the other in Subas HaKim.
Yeah, but there's a famous Shlo that the Shlo said that it's a mitzvah to count. And another Behuda said the Shlo was just an Ohev mitzvah that he wanted to be Marba mitzvah, but he doesn't know where he gets it from, that it's actually a mitzvah to count. But so that's a holding in by Nida, whether it's a mitzvah or to count.
Right. So that's a two Taisvasim. One in Menachos Samachayim Beis and the other Subasayim Beis Menalik. I don't know how we got onto that, but nevertheless, Umavur Barambam, the mitzvah zu mitzvah lebez din techit. So what he's going to discuss is what does that mean, Barambam? It's mesura lebez din techila, but there's a chiyav al yachid v'yachid. So what does that mean? Bezdin gets up at the crack of dawn, they blow, and then everyone else blows. So what does it mean? Shenamar, as you read, right? V'havar to shofar trua. Then it says havir shofar b'chol artzachin. B'chol yachid v'yachid chayav litkoya. And the Rambam says every yachid v'yachid is chayav litkoya. B'chule. V'chein nira, sorry, v'chein nirmaz b'sof divrei harav hamachabir. Where the chinuch himself says, Shekasav v'im avru bezdin, very interesting lashon. And if bezdin was oiver, did not blow the chule, the din zeh, right? This halacha is very what? The din zeh, right? Shenimtzar lebezdin techila eini mevin, right? Hakavana. What does it mean? Especially according to the v'im avar, it means the mitzvah on bezdin. But if Bezdin blows it, is Oiver, and doesn't blow it, then each of us have to blow? Very strange formulation.
But if we all have to count, we make a bracha.
On what?
On the counting for Yovel.
So we don't. But if you look at Tysus in, again, Menachos Samachayim and Beis, Tysus Dibra Masel, Svartim Lachem, Shadei Svir Lachol Yachin V'yachin, he says in Lashon, maybe Bezdin makes a bracha on Svirat Yovel. Maybe. Even the who mitzvah al kol Yisrael, since the mitzvah of the Kiyan Yovel is a mitzvah al kol Yisrael, shechayim kol echad lishmoa. You hear this? Lishmoa shayfer. The right, he just says that Amin Chasimach added something. What's the chiyuv on Yovel? Is it litkaya or lishmoa? Here he feels the mitzvah on Yovel is also lishmoa shayfer. Kamo ba Rosh Hashanah. If that's the case, my hakavana, what in the world does it mean? The nimtzar lebezdin techila. So I want to mention something. If you just read this, you would think it's a davar pashut that the minchas chinuch shita is what's the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah? What would you think? If you just read this, according to minchas chinuch, what's mitzvah shayfa on Rosh Hashanah? Lishmoa, correct?
Yeah.
So is that true? So if you look in the Menchas Chinuch, I think it's mitzvah tafhei. He's mesupuk. What is the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shayf and Rosh Hashanah? Even on Rosh Hashanah, the Menchas Chinuch comes out, the mitzvah is both. It's both litkaya and it's also lishmoa. The Menchas Chinuch says it's inconceivable that the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is only lishmoa. Because if it's only lishmaya, the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't want to get into this in detail, because this is a long schmooze in itself, but there's a machlekes rishonim, what the bracha is on Rosh Hashanah. Is it lishmaya or litkaya? Rabbeinu Tam is emphatic, it's litkaya. All the other Balei Tosfos, Ravya and others, disagree. And the Rambam, of course, says the mitzvah is lishmaya. But the Minchas Chinuch does not come out with the conclusion that the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is only lishmaya.
It just says, the Pasuk only says Yom Teruah. But that's correct. All the Pasuk says.
Correct. We have no idea what the mitzvah is. It's a big machlokes rishonim. And the Minchas Chinuch comes out saying it has to be both aspects. And how you divide the mitzvah, whatever lumdus you're going to use, or whatever achrenisha terms you're going to use, one is the maisa ha-mitzvah, one's the hechshar ha-mitzvah, the other is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Whatever type of achrenisha language you're going to use to explain, the Minchas Chinuch says it in his way, which is both the shmiya and the kiyah are part of mitzvahs, the kiyas Rosh Hashanah. But here he just seems to say shmiya, which is strange. I'll call echad, right? Meha Bezdin, and everyone on the Bezdin, Kirk has a chiyuv, Ki Haim, Kamo,
Kor. No, back up a few lines.
All right, okay.
I skipped a few lines?
No, it's okay.
Three lines.
Okay, Vahakesef Mishnah, Lo Hira, Makam, Motse, Hadin. And this din of Tchila Bezdin, the Kesef Mishnah, does not cite a source. Shel Rabbeinu, which is interesting because if you look at the Mari Korkis, on the Rambam, the Mari Korkis does cite a Makar for the Rambam. And this Makar for the Rambam, which is a Gemara in, I think the Mari Korkis says it's Rosh Hashanah Tesamet Aleph, but it's actually Rosh Hashanah Tesamet Beis. The Gemara uses the term that the Kiyas Shreifa Shal Yavo Mesura Lebezdin. That, and this Gemara will be quoted in a minute by the Minchas Chinuch himself. But I just want to point out the Mari Korkis brings this as the Makar. The Gemara there has a discussion about the difference between what is the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar on Yovel as opposed to Shiluach Avadim. So the Gemara says Shiluach Avadim, if everyone would go ahead and refuse to free their Avadim, the Gemara says Yovel would not be in force. So all the other halachas of Yovel, that it's an additional Shemitah year, that the lands go back to their owners, that would not be applicable if there was no Shiluach Avadim. But if they blew the Shofar, that would generate and constitute an impetus for all of Dinei Yovel to go into effect. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? The Gemara says, because the Kiyas Shofar is Mesura Lebezdin. So, right? Umikan Yotza Leharam. However, if you look at Rashi Tesamet Beis, when it says that the Kiyas Shofar shall Yovel's Mesura Lebezdin, Rashi says it's Mesura Lebezdin, Lahaz here. It's given over to Bezdin not to blow, but the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar B'Yovel is given over to Bezdin, Lahaz here, to make sure that everyone blows. Not that the mitzvah on Bezdin, Rashi says, is to blow, but rather that it's Mesura Lebezdin, that Bezdin has a preoccupation to make sure everyone blows. So the question is that what the Rambam means? When he says Mesur Lebezdin Tchila, does he mean what Rashi means or not? That's the question. Furthermore, in the Chinuch, when the Chinuch says Yim Ovar Bezdin, it's very hard to learn that he learns like Rashi. Unless you want to say in the Chinuch it's like Rashi. Mesur Lebezdin, that Bezdin must go and be mazir and with diligence, make sure everyone complies and blows the shofar. Because that's what generally the halachas is.
Yeah, but the word Tchila doesn't fit in there.
It's very strange, correct? The word Tchila is strange. So that's the way Rashi learns Mesura Lebezdin. Lahazir, to be mazir everyone, Rashi learns, that's the Chiyuv on Bezdin. So Rashi is clear, there's no specific Chiyuv of Bezdin to blow, but Mesura Lebezdin, according to Rashi, means that Bezdin has a preoccupation or a special role. Maybe it's to send out Shreitrim, maybe it's to post signs, I'm not clear what it is.
But Rashi says it's Sabbath, the Shlucha with Koa.
Okay, fine.
So maybe it is a extension of Bezdin.
You think it's Bezdin, that's who's blowing? You think Rashi says there's a chiyuv on Bezdin? Or is he just saying they make sure through their shluchim that everyone hears the shofar?
I guess it's the shluchim with koa. to me it sounds like the shliach himself is blowing as opposed to the tzavus shluchim has their own letko.
Interesting. So is that what the Rambam means? Because that's the only mucker that anyone can find for the Rambam. This Gemara that says Masur Lebezdin. Ach be'emes ayem sham, right? Hapshat, the Saiver, right? The Masura, Lol Tola, Hayayvel, the Shiloh HaVadim. Correct, that's what it means. It means that Yaivel is not telling Shiloh HaVadim, but rather it's telling in the Tekir Shaifer to generate all the mitzvahs. Lachol, that's Masura. V'in Yema'in, Yevatel HaYoyvel. Alkein, therefore, like we said, Tola HaKosav Rak B'Tekiah Shaifer, Dizum Masura LeBezdin. He's learning similar like Rashi, that shot in the Gemara. That in order for all the Dinei Yadvel to take effect, you need the Kiyah Shofar. Therefore, that is specifically what Bet is discussed with, to make sure the Shofar is blown all over.
Is this automatic that the Avodah become free? Is that automatic or they have to actually free?
That's annoying. One Tana says Yadvel Hi. The other Tana says you need actual Shofar blowing. To my Chlokas Panoim.
No, but I mean the owner doesn't have to freeze. They're automatically freed.
That's correct. But the question is, does it come with Rosh Hashanah, the Yovel year itself, Yovel He, or do you need the physical Tekiah Shofar?
Right.
That's a locus tonight. The Gemara has a very interesting phrase there in Tesla Bay. According to one man, the Amar Yovel He, it's Rosh Hashanah. So what do the Avadim do between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It says they sit back and they enjoy themselves and they eat and they drink until there's the actual Tekiah Shofar. And then they leave. So not only does this guy have to free his slaves, he's got to go ahead and entertain them for 10 days. Yarvelhi. It's the Rosh Hashanah that frees them, according to one Tana. Okay, below Shayach in Yema'in. And if everyone refuses, as long as Bezdin blows the Shofar, the Avadim go free. The HaBezdin Yitzavu, because the Bezdin, no matter what, will make sure Yitzavu Litkaya. So Shamshi, Yitzavu Litkaya sounds like he's learned not that Bezdin is the one blowing through their right through their shluchim, but rather they're making sure, Bezdin, that everyone blows. And that's what he says, Ayin Sham Barashi. The question is, Shamshi, how to learn that Rashi, Hivra Matzko Davarachi. Avashiyem Masura LeBezdin, but the idea that Bezdin themselves has a tzivui b'yaiser, more Mikol Yisrael, that the Minchas Chinuch doesn't like. Mikol Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah, meaning he sees no difference between the mitzvah, the Kiyas Shaifa, and Rosh Hashanah, and that on Yom Kippur of Yaiza. For Shanti, this is against you, right?
Yes.
No, I'm just saying, I have a very valid point, and I hear where you're coming from, but he doesn't seem to want to learn it that way, correct?
Correct.
Although he says, V'tzarachiyah. Okay, Umashim Avor, B'gamarasham, Chesem and Beis. Kevan shehigia yom hakipurim tiku bezdin b'shayfar, that lashon, right, v'niftarim. What if that lashon, tiku bezdin b'shayfar, then niftarim, then all the slaves go free. V'niftarim ha'avadim. What's that lashon? Hainu, it doesn't mean it's orcha de milsa. It doesn't literally mean bezdin blows. It means bezdin supervises or makes sure, right, that everyone blows. Why? Because the Bezdin will get everyone right up on their feet and get everyone out of bed, and the HaBezdin in him. Right? V'tokin.
We're talking about Sanhedrin? We're talking about the Sanhedrin?
Yes. V'tokin. Ayin Sham. V'hine Shavah Hayayvel L'Rosh Hashanah L'chol Dine Tekiyas. It's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Chafavim Beis. Shavah Hayayvel L'Rosh Hashanah L'chol Tekiyas. And also, Machios, Echronis, and Shofros. So, if Yom Kippur davening is not long enough for you, Yom Kippur by Yaivel, you have Machios, Echronis, and Shofros. So he says, that Mishnah, it's a Mishnah he's quoting, Chavav and Bez, Rosh Hashanah, Shavah HaYaivel, Rosh Hashanah, V'chol, D'nei Tekiyah. U'be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, Yisba'er, Hadinim, Gabe, Shofar, Shel Rosh Hashanah. That's in Tafei. Mitzvah Tafei.
Now, how does it work with the Shiluach Avodim? Is it when Beis Din blows, or the first one who blows in Klal Yisrael, all Avodim and all Klal Yisrael go free? Or it doesn't seem to be on a particular Odin, but only when he blows, his Eved goes free. When Beis Din blows, it happens, right? Or it seems according to Mitzvah Chinuch, when the first person blows, if someone blows before Beis Din, if Beis Din wakes up late?
It's unclear to me.
Well, clearly, I think if Beis Din blows the earliest, then the Avodim all go free then. It doesn't wait for each particular person to blow for his Eved. I don't think anyone says that. So maybe the difference between Beis Din and the Yechidim is when Beis Din blows, like according to Rambam, that there's a real ikur difference. Maybe when Beis Din blows, that actually effectuates the freedom of the Avodim. Then the Yechidim is like the Chinuch says, every Yochid is an Indian Lefarsim, or to make it easier for him to live with it. But it's just Lefarsim. It doesn't actually effectuate anything. Beis Din effectuates the freedom.
According to Rambam. That's how I might interpret the Gemara that he quoted earlier. See, he quoted a Gemara earlier. After the Tzarech Yidun, you see there's a Gemara Chesma Beis. Here Yom HaKippurim, correct? Tikkun Beis Din Nifarim HaAvodim. That would be a nice interpretation of that Gemara, correct? But he does not interpret it like that. He says it's Hainu Orchid de Milsa. He insists there's absolutely nothing special about Beis Din, correct?
Right, I'm just saying, Pshat, there are many who argue on the Mincha Chinuch and hold that the Rambam is
very specific. That would seem to be what the Rambam is saying when he says Tila.
Did we finish the paragraph or not?
No. Masha Kosta the Rambam.
A couple more lines.
What's the Hine? That's the next paragraph?
Yes. Yeah, we're a couple lines above that. About 8 lines above that. Umash Kasar Rav Machaber, that chilek.
Fine. Umash Kasar Harav HaMachaber, right, the chilek yesh, the biyovel, toikin, kolzman, shebez din yosvin, right, ayin, b'shas, sham, la'al, the zehu rak, right, midrabonah. Machmas Zera Shema Yaviren Ubizman begs the Ubizman Bezdin Logos Vahachilok Sheben Rosh Hashanah Shechal Bishabis Uben Yoivel Ayensham Bishas Aval Min Hatoira Kol Hayom Mechuyavin Liskaya. So this is based on the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parak, which deals with our issue this year of Shema Yavirenu. So in the din of Shema Yavirenu, it says, at the famous Gemara of Teren B'Yavne, that the Gemara says that the only time you are allowed to be Tokeya on Shabbos is as long as the Beis Din is still in session. Once Beis Din goes home on Rosh Hashanah, you can no longer blow individually. It used to be that you could blow on Shabbos, long as Beis Din down and Beis Din, the moment Beis Din adjourned on Rosh Hashanah and was no longer davening, nobody else could blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechaliyot B'Shabbos. Then there's a famous Gemara that says, but then in Yavne someone blew, and Shamanu Keren B'Yavne. They heard Keren B'Yavne, then everyone started to blow. So that's an interesting question about what about on Yoivah. Do we say that Yovel, you could only blow the shofar as when Beis Din blows it during that time period, or could you blow shofar on Yovel the whole day? By the way, the Rif brings down that he blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos because he held his Beis Din was sufficient enough to constitute a Beis Din. So if you were in Fez, I think. So if you were in Fez around the year 1000, you would hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Because the Gemara says as long as there's a Beis Din, not just the Beis Din, but as long as there is a Beis Din that is around, that is Zariz, to make sure that people will not carry the Shofar, you can even blow on Shabbos. The question is, does that restriction apply to Yom Kippur Shabbat Yovel? Because you have an interesting thing by Yovel. Every Yovel is like Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, correct? Because every Yovel is on Yom Kippur. So is there such a limitation? So it seems with the Rabbanon, there might be a limitation on Yovel, that you can only blow as long as Beis Din's in session, because during that time period, there's extra zrizas to prevent Shemi Yavirenu. But Midoraisa, of course, Kol Hayom is kosher for Tekiyah B'Yovel. Okay, we'll stop here, okay?
Now, one question. What about, according to the Yerushalmi, that holds that Roshon Shechalias B'Shabbos is Midoraisa you don't blow, would the Yerushalmi also hold that on Yovel Midoraisa you need Beis Din to be in session?
I say no. The Yerushalmi learns it out because you have two psukim that Rosh Hashanah, Zichron Teruah and Yom Teruah.
I know, but we make a hekesh between Yovel Yishal Yom Kippurim and Rosh Hashanah that all the halachas are the same, just like the form of the tkiyas are the same. How do we know they do the same tkiyas, Shvarim Teruah tkiyah? We know because we're makish one to the other. So we're makish, like you said, we're makish all the dinim. So maybe that too.
Yeah, but that's a din d'rabbanan.
No, I'm asking according to Yerushalmi, that's a din d'oraisa.
I would say not, because what's the whole reason that we have Beis Din is based on Shem Yavirenu? The Yerushalmi never brings Shem Yavirenu anywhere. In all three cases of Shem Yavirenu in the Bavli, Yerushalmi never brings Shem Yavirenu.
Exactly, because Yerushalmi holds that the limit of Zichron Teruah as opposed to Yom Teruah is a din d'oraisa. That the Torah is telling you that there are times when midoraisa you don't blow the shofar.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.